Jess in with you this morning. Now, across the Upper Hunter, this Wednesday is the Candlelight Vigil. This happens every year. Last year, of course, was a little bit different amid the pandemic, but this year we can all get together again to commemorate and do this Candlelight Vigil. And to give us some more details on this morning, Chief Inspector of the Hunter Valley Police District and White Ribbon Ambassador Guy Giana joins me this morning. Guy, how are you doing?
Good, thanks, Jess.
Now, this Candlelight Vigil is being held on Wednesday evening. Tell us why we do this every year.
Yeah, so the Candlelight Vigil itself is basically a commemoration of victims of domestic violence, those people that have lost their lives because of domestic violence. But it's also obviously a platform for us to bring awareness on the continuing impacts of domestic violence to the community and to the victims that are still experiencing it. So just gives us a chance to bring that awareness out.
And there are so many impacts from domestic violence. I mean, if we look, take an example, you know, you've got the person involved, their family, their kids, you know, sort of a flow-on effect.
Well, it's a huge effect. I mean, it pervasive sort of effects right into all across our daily lives, mental health, everything. Mm. But certainly, you know, there's a direct effect on the victims who experience assault and other forms of abuse. There's the lifelong effects on kids that are either direct victims or witness it in the home, and they never lose the trauma from that.
No, exactly. And when we talk about domestic violence, it's not just that physical abuse. It can be financial abuse. It can be emotional abuse.
Yeah, look, there's a whole range of behaviours. People tend to think of domestic violence as the actual assault or you know, right up to killing. But there's a whole range of behaviours, starting with those controlling, manipulative type behaviours like financial control. Offenders who dominate their victims' lives by controlling who they see, who they speak to, and that sort of thing.
And, you know, when it comes to domestic violence, I know we've spoken about it a lot. You know, it can be so tough to reach out for help, but it can be tough, you know, as someone, as a friend or as a family member looking in and not knowing what to do.
Yeah, and sometimes it's really difficult to spot.
Yeah.
But I think most people know when something's not right. And people don't feel comfortable about broaching the subject or approaching people directly, but really it's you could well be saving somebody's life.
Yeah.
By intervening and either calling the police or trying to approach that person and just asking if they're okay.
Exactly. We have some fantastic services available in the Upper Hunter, of course, our fantastic local police, Upper Hunter Community Services, Upper Hunter Homeless Support do a lot of work as well.
That's right. And they'll be represented at the vigil on Wednesday night. And we're relatively lucky in the Upper Hunter with, I guess you could say, relatively low levels of domestic violence, but it is still occurring. Mm. Any instance of domestic violence is one too many.
Exactly. So the vigil on Wednesday evening, you'll be in Scone?
I'll be at Scone. This year it's going to be held at the Information Centre in Scone.
Yep.
I believe we'll be kicking off at about 5:15.
Yep, fantastic. And anybody's welcome to come along?
Anybody is welcome to come along and join in.
Yep, fantastic. We will put all the details up on our website for everybody. And in your capacity, of course, as Chief Inspector this morning, Guy, there is a bit of a phone scam going around the Upper Hunter we want to warn everybody about.
Yeah, so people need to be on the lookout for the phone scammers are ringing up. It's what we call a phone spoofing scam where they are contacting people. The one that we're aware of at the moment is that they're contacting people purporting to be from the AFP,
right,
and then informing people that they will get a call from the local police on their behalf, and the phone number that comes up is actually the phone number for Scone Police Station. So we have seen this sort of thing before, where they use a trusted local number or a number that people may be familiar with to try and get access to people. So if anybody rings you up claiming to be from any police service, whether they be AFP or New South Wales or Hunter Valley, We definitely will not be asking for any financial details over the phone. We definitely will not be threatening to arrest you over the phone. If you have any doubts, if you receive a phone call, if you have any doubts, inform them that you will ring the local area command. And if you happen to know people in the local police, which, you know, many people do, maybe ask them a few crafty questions because they won't be able to answer it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, definitely be on the lookout for that one, guys. Guy, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.